Welcome to the third episode of The Visual Storyteller, or, no, hang on, what's it called? The Life of a Visual... It's going to be one of those days. The Life of a Visual Storyteller. I should have chosen the podcast name that I can actually pronounce. Anyway, it's episode 3. Welcome. Right, moving on. The other day, I said that I wanted to win an Oscar. Now, this is true. It'd be great to win an Oscar. And I'd like to win an Oscar for an animated short. Now, this is no small goal. But then, why have small ambitions? Because actually, if you don't reach your ambition, if you don't reach your goal, but you try bloody hard, then you're going to have got quite far. So the higher you set the bar, even if you fail, you're going to fail quite high up. You're going to achieve some things along the way that are quite significant. At least that's what I believe. So My Big Mouth announced to the world that I was going to try and win an Oscar. So how do you do that? I mean, how on earth do you try and win an Oscar? So I'm going to try and win an Oscar for an animated short. And I've been looking at the Oscar website, the official Oscar website, with the official rules. I've actually been reading through the rules to enter the 88th Academy Awards, which will recognise excellence in the cinema and achievements during 2015. So it's the current rules. I have no chance of winning an Oscar for the 2015 Academy Awards. It's just not going to happen. When it rolls around, it's in March, isn't it? Is it March or February? I forget. I'm going to have to find out, obviously, if I'm going to be booking plane tickets at some point in the future. But anyway, when in 2016 they start handing out the Oscars for achievements in 2015, there is no way I am going to be there. I mean, I think we can take that as granted. Don't you think you and I can agree that that's just not going to happen just between us? We can, yeah? Okay, you're nodding? Great. So I've no idea when this is going to happen, but I have been reading through the rules and I'm going to presume that the rules will stay the same. Maybe they'll modify themselves ever so slightly. I'll need to keep an eye on that. But if I were to enter for the 88th Academy Awards, I've been sort of going back in terms of steps to what I would need to do, because I think that's the only way to do it, isn't it? You need to visualize where you're going to be, and then you need to work back step by step by step by step how you're going to get there. So if I work back step by step by step, I'm going to start at my acceptance speech. And to deliver an acceptance speech at the Oscars, I'm going to have to accept an Oscar. And I'm going to have won it before I can even accept it. And I'll have had to have been nominated. I'll have to be a nominee, one of the shortlist of films, animated shorts. Mine is going to have to be one of those. It's going to have to be nominated somehow. Now, for it to be nominated, I need to enter the Oscars. And this is where it gets really interesting, because entering the Oscars is a little bit complex. For animated shorts, as indeed for any short film, there are a number of ways. One is you can show your film at a theatre in LA County and charge money for people to come and see it and promote it in a certain standard ways. That's one way. That's a potential way for me. Why not? Why shouldn't I show my film at a cinema in Los Angeles? In fact, there must be a business. There must be somebody who's hit upon the idea in Los Angeles of opening up a theatre, a cinema theatre, for no other purpose than for qualifying films to be entered into the Oscars. I must look into that. I'm going to make a note. That was me picking up my pen. I'm making a note. Is there a cinema in Los Angeles that only shows films for the purposes of qualifying for an Oscar? There we go. If I can read that handwriting when I've finished this podcast, it'll be a miracle. But anyway, I'll kind of remember what I wrote down, I'm sure. Another way to qualify to enter the Oscars is to win an international, well, not even an international, to win a short film festival that is recognised by the Academy, that's actually on its list of recognized short film festivals. And I've downloaded that list. There are quite a few on there, but of course, not all of them are animated film festivals. A lot of them are, actually. I mean, I have to say, a lot of them would be very useful to animators trying to get their film eligible for entry into the Oscars. And to be honest with you, a lot of these festivals, you'd be absolutely thrilled if you won them anyway and never won an Oscar. I mean, for instance, if I won a BAFTA along the way that would qualify me to be eligible for an Oscar, I'd be happy with that, quite frankly. Anyway, or the Berlin Film Festival. So there's lots of festivals that I can enter, and that's probably going to be the best way. That's probably going to be the most obvious route for me. I could also win one of the Academy's Recognised Student Awards. But let's be honest, I am 47. That opportunity may have passed me by. So, just to give you an idea of what would be involved in entering for an Oscar. And then, of course, let's be honest, I've got to have the film produced. I've got to write the thing. There's so much to do. So, but like I said yesterday, small steps, break it down. And then my job is to do what the plan tells me to do on any given day. Before I finish this and move on to the hidden part, oh, no, there is no hidden part to the podcast. There is no hidden part to this podcast. Shh, no hidden part. Before I move on to the end of the podcast, one thing I learned going through the rules, if you enter for an Oscar, you actually have to commit to certain rules about what you can do with the Oscar statuette that you get, which they refer to as a replica throughout. So you're given a replica, and there are certain things you can and cannot do with your replica Oscar. One of them is you can't sell it unless you offer it to the Academy first for the price of $1. And then the Academy has 30 days to take you up or not take you up on that offer. So they have 30 days to take you up on the offer, and after that, presumably, you can sell it for whatever price to anybody and for a lot more than a dollar. But there you go. So I learned that. Now you know. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you tomorrow. No need to listen anymore. Hello? Oh, you found us. Well done. You hung around. Excellent. Now, as you know, because you're on the inner circle, you know that this is all about the fitness. This is the bit, the hidden bit of the podcast where we talk about fitness. So I'm going to talk about swimming today because today wasn't a swimming day. Today was a running day, but I went running yesterday, so I swapped my days round. What I did do was one of these 12-hour biathlons, as I like to call them, which means I do a run in the evening, and then within 12 hours, really only separated by some sleep, I do some swimming. And I have to say, absolutely exhausting, absolutely exhausting. And that's my wife, who's just joining the podcast. Can you say hello to the people in the hidden bit of the podcast?
Hello, hidden people.
Hello, hidden people. Can I help?
Everyone's invited to dinner.
You're all invited to dinner. But before we go to dinner, let me just very quickly tell you about today's swim, which was, it was a bit of a tough swim because of that very fact that I'd kind of done a long run, a longish run, 7.5K last night. And then within 12 hours, did a swim, and I felt the effects, to be honest with you. It's not a clever thing for me to be doing at my current fitness levels. Maybe not a clever thing for me to be doing regardless. Maybe I do need that 24-hour spell for my body to recover. Perhaps I've just moved into that phase of my life, and I just need to accept that. So I swam the usual 50 lengths. It's a 25 meter pool, so that works out at 1.25 kilometers. But it took me a little bit longer today. It took me 40 minutes today rather than my usual sort of 35 minutes. And that's where I'm going to leave it for today, because as you heard, my dinner's ready. I'll talk to you again soon.